Today our guest is Mike Figliolo, and we think about how do I make myself as a leader? What things should I be thinking about?
Yeah, so I look at leaders, and I've worked for some really good ones, and I've worked for one or two great ones.
So whose characteristics resonates most with you?
For me, it's got to start and end with authenticity, right? And being authentic, being who you are, being comfortable in your own skin, and really understanding the value in that. And another part of authenticity is then valuing that in other people and saying, well, they are who they are, and I'm going to respect those differences. I'm going to respect what's special and unique about them. I'll get past the things that I don't like about them. I won't try and change them necessarily. But that authenticity is so powerful because then you can just be you in every situation you're in, whether it's in front of the board of directors or in front of your friends grabbing a beer afterwards or in a one-on-one with a direct report who's struggling. People know who you are and they know where you're coming from. And it makes all the difference in the world because people know when you're wearing the mask too. And when you have that mask on, that's when people say, I'm not sure I trust this person because I'm not getting them shooting straight with me.
You know, I wonder, I've done some reading that we actually have a physiological reaction to people who are lying to us.
Yeah, it's one of those, and lies doesn't necessarily have to be, well, I'm not being truthful about a topic with you.
The mask.
Yeah, the mask, and it's, I'm lying about who I am. I'm representing myself differently than I would otherwise if I didn't feel like there was pressure around me to behave differently or that I wanted to like you or that I'm trying to manipulate you. It's just that aura that you give off of there's something here. There's a vibe that I don't like, and you pick up on it pretty quickly, I think.
It's just the reason that resonates with me so much is I can think of people who conveyed absolutely the right picture, and they just always felt a little distant to me. I couldn't ever quite connect. And then I found out later there was something, you know, X thing that they were doing that was either egregious or just insecure. Often it's insecure.
Yeah, a lot of it's insecurity because people don't want to be perceived poorly. They think I have to behave a certain way to be successful, and therefore they become that drone, but you know there's something back there. So that insecurity, I think they're afraid of showing who they really are.